Programming note. This information came through after the podcast was recorded, so I'm just including it at the beginning. My Omega Retreat, which goes live today, March 1st, 2019, and goes on sale at the Omega Institute website and through the catalog, the name has been changed, and I just received that information, so I don't want anyone to be confused because you're about to hear me talk about it. The Omega Retreat on July 21st through the 26th is called Freedom from Chronic Pain, a Mind-Body Approach. So same retreat with me, Nicole Sachs, and when you go to Omega and look it up, just don't be confused because the prior title was From Chronic Pain to Celebrating Life, which we will be doing, but the official title is Freedom from Chronic Pain, a Mind-Body Approach. Please join us and please sign up as soon as possible because in the summer, the Omega accommodations go really quickly. So the retreat itself has a very high number of people that can come, but once the Omega accommodations are full, everyone else has to find a place to stay off the property. So I invite you to sign up at Omega very, very soon. The links will be all over my social media. Instagram, follow me at NJ Sachs. Twitter, my handle is at Your Truth Now, or look my name up. And on Facebook, I'm Nicole Ferber Sachs, or join my closed group, Journal Speak with Nicole Sachs, LCSW. And of course, all information will always be on my website, thecureforchronicpain.com. Enjoy the podcast. Hello, beautiful people. What is up? It's Nicole, and I am back after 2 weeks off. I am so sorry that if you are a regular listener, the podcast was not new and dropping like I promised every Friday. Last Friday, I was in LA doing some really exciting and important stuff, and unfortunately, I was not able to get to the podcast. So my apologies, but I'm back and I'm here. And I will tell you, in the spirit of full disclosure, Blue Dog is snoring like a foghorn, and I try to wake him up and say, Blue, we're doing the podcast now, dude. You have to stop snoring, but he won't stop. So if you hear a mild, weird snore in the background, it's just the dog. And let's be happy that he's peaceful, you know? He's like a peaceful dude having a very deep nap in the middle of the day. So anyway, here I am. Hi, guys. I'm here. I have so much to talk to you about today. Where to begin? I've been, I like to peruse my online community as often as possible. And there was one topic that kept coming up in my mind again and again and again as I'm looking at the discussions you guys are having out there in the real live world. And that is the debating society that goes on in our heads about what is causing us to be sick. And so I'm going to talk about that today. That is today's subject. Before I talk about that, I have to tell you the most important thing that is happening today. So today, the day that this podcast is dropping, is Friday, March 1st. And this is a very exciting day in the world of me because my Omega Retreat goes on sale today. So as soon as you're done listening to our wise conversation today, I would really encourage and invite you to go to the Omega website. I will put links everywhere and everywhere, and sign up for my 5-day retreat, March. Oh my God, my computer just buzzed and I said March. Sorry, my 5-day retreat, July 21st through the 26th, and that is going to be at the Omega Institute for Holistic Health in upstate New York. It is the most beautiful, amazing, magical place on earth. It is like a summer sleepaway camp for grown-ups. There are cabins. There is the most amazing, awesome food. There is live music at night and my retreat all day with the amazing people I will be bringing in, which are Ayurvedic healers, love yoga instructors, spiritual shamans, and really special guests who I am starting to talk to now who are eager and excited to join me. And I will be announcing more of the special guests as time goes on and as I fine-tune the retreat and get it all set. But I mean, a lot of really, really life-changing people are coming and joining us. And I really just want to meet you. I want to meet you, and I want to, for the first time in my career, take the opportunity to spend days together really learning this work, really transforming our lives. And that is going to be at Omega this summer. So now I'm going to say it correctly, July 21st through the 26th, at the Omega Center. And please look up Omega Institute for Holistic Health and you will find my retreat. So I've just been so excited about this. Last summer, I was privileged to guest instruct at Omega with the fabulous John Gabriel, who has a mind-body weight loss global brand, and he is so inspired and amazing. And I was able to guest instruct for him last summer, and through being observed at Omega, I was awarded my own retreat. And so it's just been a really exciting ride, and I'm really excited to share it with you guys. So when you are done listening to us today, please sign up and join us. I'm so excited. Does it sound like I'm excited? It sounds like I'm excited. Okay, so that's Omega. And other than that, all the regular stuff. If you are looking to find me, if you're looking to find yourself, if you're looking to do this work, start with my website, thecureforchronicpain.com. On the resources tab, it has links to everything. This podcast, my YouTube channel, and my course, Freedom from Chronic Pain. And actually, the best thing you could do for yourself is just go to my homepage and sign up for the first lesson for free. It will cost you nothing. And then you can take the first lesson and decide if the course is for you. But from what I'm hearing really across the board is the course is a life changer. And thank God for that, because as I often admit, when I write, I sometimes feel like I'm part human and part channeler, like I'm channeling this divine message from Dr. John Sarno, who has since passed. And I'm not like a medium or anything, but there's something about my connection to this work that feels like it's bigger than me. So sometimes I create stuff and then I don't exactly remember moment to moment what is in it. And so the best feedback I can get, the best mirror I can get, is when people from all over the world write to me and say, "Oh my God, Nicole, I took your course and my life is different. My pain is gone. I am a new human being." So that just feels amazing to me, because I don't even have memory sometimes moment to moment of exactly what I do. Of course, I have an idea of what it is, but the magic of it really comes from your feedback. So I thank you for that. And please keep it coming. If you have a story to tell me, if you have something to share that you learned from the course or from just experience with my work, write to me at thecureforchronicpain@gmail.com and share your story with me. I love to hear them. One of the most magical and beautiful things that happened to me last week when I was in LA is I taught a workshop with the talented and fabulous Ryan Weiss. And we were at the Den Meditation in West Hollywood. And a young woman walked in and her face lit up when she saw me. And she said, "Oh my God, you've never met me. You've never heard from me. I don't do Facebook. I don't do social media. You have changed my life." She was like almost in tears. And those kind of moments are still new for me. I get them a lot via email and via social media, direct messages and stuff like that. But to, you know, I'm just starting to really put myself out there with the teaching and the speaking and stuff like that. And to have you guys just light up when you see me and share with your energy and with your face and with your story how this work has touched you and has changed your life is just amazing to me. And I thank you from my heart. I thank you for that, because it means everything to me. So let's talk a little bit today about helping you out, because one of the things that I'm hearing the most when it comes to the conflict people have in their head when they're starting to heal is are my symptoms TMS, and can I heal, and what does it mean if my pain goes up and down in the morning, and what does it mean if my pain is worse at night, and what does it mean if my head hurts, but then my head stops hurting, but then I don't know why my shoulder hurts. And there's so many questions that involve minutiae, that involve details, that involve times when you're in pain, times when you're not, places that it moves around your body, description of your specific illness. You know, like people will write in and say, okay, well, I have pelvic pain, but I don't have pelvic pain exactly how I heard that person you interviewed describe pelvic pain. I have it here. Or I experience it more when I exercise, but not when I'm lying down. And I heard that someone else experienced it when they're lying down. Or someone will come to me and say, you know, I get migraines, but I don't get migraines from staring at a screen like I heard you talk about. I get migraines from exercise or from seeing the sun, or, you know, people have all sorts of scenarios in which they experience pain and discomfort and symptoms. Or, for example, people have autoimmune disease and they'll say, I have MS and I experience the symptoms of MS, but not like a person I saw interviewed on TV, or not like your patient who wrote that testimonial. Do I still apply? A lot of people want to seek to understand if they still apply based on the fine details, the fine tuning of their illness. And so today, my message is I want to seek to calm and quiet the debating society in your head, because the debating society in your head is keeping you stuck. Dr. Sarno used to say, denial of the syndrome is part of the syndrome. And what he meant by that is when you question whether your pain or your symptoms are TMS, and when you go back and forth in your head about it, and when you like to pick apart when something hurts, when it doesn't, you know, if it could possibly be structural, even though you've tried every test and every modality of healing and it still hasn't worked for you. What Dr. Sarno used to say is, this denial or this questioning of the syndrome is part of the syndrome, right? Like if we're looking to understand TMS, what it is the nervous system, as you hear me say a million times a minute, seeks to protect us with the pain because the emotional repression is seen as a greater predator than the pain. The pain is safer than dealing with the emotions that we cannot control, the emotions that accompany the situations in our life or the trauma in our life or the memories of childhood or the unresolved conflict or the difficult relationships that we perceive are out of our control. The pain, which causes us to slow down, get quiet, isolate, not join the world, is seen as a safer option. So if the nervous system is seeking to protect us with the pain, then obviously this back and forth of whether or not this applies to us or whether or not our symptoms are different than the exact description we heard is just another modality that the nervous system can utilize to keep us in the physical, to keep us deciding, to keep us not doing the work. You don't want to do the work, okay? Whether you think you want to do the work or you don't know whether or not you want to do the work, I'm going to pose that you don't want to do the work, because no one wants to do the freaking work. The work is exhausting. It's going into a space that you consciously don't want to go to, which is literally the nervous system giving you a good idea that the work is too tiring or too exhausting or too annoying or too unpleasant or too negative. Why? Because denial of the syndrome is part of the syndrome. Because deciding whether or not your symptoms apply is part of the syndrome. Anything to keep us from looking there. So that's normal. So if you're thinking this way, hello, I'm here to tell you, you're perfectly normal. Your nervous system and your brain are working in perfect harmony. If the predator is threatening to kill you, and there is an answer that causes you to be in sustained fight or flight, but at least it keeps you safe from the predator, which is the emotional repression as I just described it, then your nervous system is perfect and you are perfect. But do you like your life? You know, I like to say this is safe in the unsafest way. Do you like your life when you're, oh, excuse my stupid computer telling me I have emails. Do you like your life when you are in pain, when you are struggling, when you have no energy, when you have chronic fatigue, when you have all sorts of autoimmune disorders that are kicking up, when you're getting flare-ups, when you have back, neck, shoulder problems, migraines, fibromyalgia? No, you don't like that. But you stick with it because you have no choice, because you don't know that it's simply the nervous system protecting you from the emotions. I promise you this is going on, and I promise you what I'm saying is capital T true. And part of the reason that I can help people is that I come with absolute confidence. I am confident that this is happening in your body right now. I'm confident no matter how your symptoms show up. I'm confident no matter what kind of debating society you've got going on, saying yes, no, or yes, definitely, probably, maybe, but I saw this thing that Nicole put out, and the person who had the symptoms in Nicole's thing, it's not exactly like my symptoms. So even though yes, no, maybe, probably, I have TMS, or my symptoms are a result of mind-body illness and this way that the nervous system seeks to protect me, let's talk about it a little bit more. Let's parse it out. Let's make sure that this applies to me. And what I am here to tell you is let's stop wasting your life, okay? Guys, can we stop wasting your life because this applies to you? Because if you're human, this applies to you. And doing this work, as I lay it out, with belief and patience and kindness for yourself, will make you better. And I say this because it's true. And I say this because this is my own body that I have used to heal and help you. I have done this work in my own body for years and years and years. Every time I get a new challenge, I do this work and it works again. Every time my clients have gotten a new challenge, they do this work and it works again. Time after time after time. And so, what I like to say is, if you're sitting with a debating society and you're giving it your energy, you are so much better served to just say, hey guys, all you in my mind, hey you and you and you, which means me and me and me, let's take a chance on something different, right? You've heard the old expression, if you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you're getting. And then I like to pull the old Dr. Phil out from my back pocket and say, how's that working for you? Because I imagine it's not working so great. Because when you keep doing what you're doing, you have no choice but to feel like you have no control over your life, and you feel hopeless and helpless. So what I'm going to invite you to do today is to do something differently and really try this work. Really try it. Because this is the path to healing, and every time you sit and debate and parse out whether or not your particular symptoms or the ways in which your disorder is playing out looks the same as something you've heard or seen or a conversation you've had, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time, and it's not necessary. And listen to me. We all know that I come with tons and buckets and tons of love for you. So I'm not shaming you, and I'm not telling you that you're a failure because you continue to ask questions and to seek guidance. I'm just saying that I see such a multitude of comments and questions along this line that I feel like it deserves a podcast to say to you guys, this applies to you. Here's where it doesn't apply. It doesn't apply if you've never seen a doctor and you're not sure if you have a tumor underneath your skin that is causing your body to feel out of whack, or you have an autoimmune disease that has gone undiagnosed. You know, I saw an interview this morning, and I think it was, excuse me if I'm getting the morning show wrong, either Good Morning America or it wasn't today, it was one of the other ones, but it was with Selma Blair, and she was talking about her MS, and she was saying that before her MS was diagnosed, she was in a state of absolute turmoil and being completely stuck because she had all these symptoms and she didn't know what they were. And she didn't know what to attribute them to, and she just felt totally hopeless. That's so normal. Go to a doctor, get checked out. She did the absolute right thing. But what I will say to her and to any of you suffering out there is there is more than one way to account for the amount of symptoms and flare-ups we get. The mind-body connection matters so much. So Selma, if you're out there listening or anyone's friends with her, hit me up. Let me help you, because all of us are suffering for reasons that sometimes have an absolute biological component that we have to deal with. But in addition to dealing with that, there is a emotional and a mind-body component that is operating just as strongly. So although your autoimmune condition may be a reality, just like my spondylolisthesis in my back is a reality and it's not going to change, I know that when I see people who have a diagnosis and no symptoms, that's a better life. That's a better life for you. It's a better life for anyone. And even though I might not be able to cure everything out there, I can make the flare-ups go away. I can make the symptoms go away with this work. I can't do anything. I can't do shit. You got to do it. But I can help you and I can guide you and I can teach you. And so my work doesn't apply to you until you figure out on some level, until you look into yourself, right? So, I mean, if you have constant migraines and you're terrified, of course, you want to get a scan of your brain and make sure you don't have a brain tumor. But once they rule that out and you just become a person with chronic illness, I invite you to look into this work, and the life you save is your own, which, you know, you hear me say that a lot. So, you know, I want to tell you a little story today. I want to tell you a story that if you have done any one-on-one consultations with me, you've probably heard this story. But I thought about it a few days ago and I decided I wanted to tell it on the podcast because I want you guys to understand the gravity of the decision you're making when you make a choice to do something differently and how life is so literally a choice between what hurts and what hurts worse. And although that sounds negative on its surface, it's actually an absolute relief when you realize it, because then you have an opportunity to really surrender, to really lay down your weapon and to do something differently. So my story is a story I like to call Jump Rock, and it is not a story that happened to me. It's a story that happened to a beloved client of mine. Her name is Liz. So shout out to Liz. Your story is helping millions. She told me the story about 10 years ago in session, and it really has helped so many people throughout the years. So here's the story of Jump Rock. Liz was on a whitewater rafting trip. And oh, by the way, Liz, I don't know the exact details of some of the details of the story. So excuse me if I'm taking a little bit of creative license with like the place you were and stuff like that. So in my memory, she was on a whitewater rafting trip in Costa Rica or somewhere outside of this country where adherence to principles of safety was maybe not as strict as it would be in America. And they were rafting down the river, and in the distance, she saw what looked like just a lovely sight. People were jumping into the water and splashing around, and it was sort of like a clearing where the rafts were taking pause and people were swimming, and she said to her guide, "Hey, what's that down there?" And he said, "Oh yeah, that's Jump Rock. All you have to do is get out here and swim over." And she saw people climbing up a natural rock formation. He says, "You walk to the end, you jump off. We take the raft downstream to meet you. And then you can swim around a little and get back into the raft and we complete the trip." And she said, "I want to do that." She was an adventurous woman in her early 50s, in good shape. And she said, "I want to do that." And she said to the people in the raft, "Does anybody else want to come?" And they said, "No, thanks. You know, you go." So she was the only one in her raft who chose to do it, but it wasn't a big deal. A lot of other rafts were going down the river and other people were choosing to do it. So she got out of the raft. She had her life vest on. She swam over to the natural formation of the rock and she climbed up with the other people that were climbing up. And although this wasn't on the surface a dangerous thing to climb up this rock, it definitely wasn't something you could climb down. And it was something that was slippery, and it was something that took a little effort to get up. So she got up the rock, and she was, walking with the other people to the other side where she would be jumping off. And two things became apparent to Liz as she was walking across that rock. The first is that the rock was slanting up and up and up, and the other is the river was plummeting down. Two things she couldn't have possibly seen from her perspective in the raft when she was in the water. So when she got to the edge of Jump Rock, she stood at a precipice that in her mind, when she had said yes, was probably about 15 feet. And in reality, was more like 50 to 75 feet. It was enormous. It was impossible in her mind. And she was straight up not going to do it. And that was really a moment for Liz, because she's standing on this rock, she's stepping aside, she's letting other people go in front of her, and she's in a full-on panic. She's in a full-on panic because she knows that even if she were able to safely get down the way she climbed up, her raft had already gone downriver. And there was no cell phone to call the people in her raft, and there was no way to communicate with them. And there she stood on the top of this rock, in a panic, letting people go ahead of her. And as we all know, life is a choice between what hurts and what hurts worse. And right at that moment, it hurt worse to jump. So what did Liz do? She stood there. And she was embarrassed, and her panic was mounting. And she knew that the people in the raft were either or both upset and worried about her. And there was no third option. It was either jump or stay up there. And we all know she can't stay up there forever. So she stayed up there and she stayed up there and she stayed up there until those little scales, you can picture my hands outstretched to you, parallel to one another, until that scale tipped a little bit where it hurt worse to stand up there. And why? Because the sun was getting low in the sky, and Liz knew that what it meant to stay up there was to see whatever a Costa Rican helicopter rescue squad would look like after dark for an American 50-something-year-old woman shaking on the top of a rock because she wouldn't jump off. And at that moment, when it clicked in her brain that that's the only other alternative, she decided. She decided something that I need you guys to decide, because before we make a huge change in our lives, the only thing that pushes us over the edge is that where we are sitting hurts worse than where we are going. And what happens when where we are sitting hurts worse than where we are going is that it doesn't matter what happens to us where we're going. Anything is better than where we are. And in that way, however this goes, it's okay for us. That is called acceptance and surrender, my friends. That is called, I'm going to try something different and I don't need to know the outcome because where I am is impossible, so I have to go. And so in that moment, Liz decided to jump. And, you know, in my mind, when I think about this story, the way she had to feel is, it doesn't even matter if I die. Which, of course, we all know it mattered to her if she died, but the kind of surrender it takes to make a decision to do something totally differently, you really kind of have to have that attitude, like, however this goes, it's okay for me, because I can't stay here no matter what. And that is what I want you to invite you to do in your own life. I want you to know that wherever you're stuck and wherever you're sitting, I am offering you what I am telling you to be a real solution. A real solution, like real healing. This isn't just going to make you feel a little bit better. This is going to hand you back your life. But the only way it's going to work for you is you surrender, you lay down your weapon, and you outstretch your hands, and you raise your face to the sun, and you say, however this goes, it's okay for me, because where I am standing is no longer acceptable to me, and you jump. Now, what happened to Liz is, of course, she survived. She's an amazing human being today, thriving in her life. That is possible for you. That is possible for you when you realize that when you live with limits, you live perpetually on top of that rock, whatever it brings. And I want more for you. I want so much more for you as you hear this today. So I invite you, as I always invite you, to open your mind to take the chance that your life could be richer and fuller and bolder and different, and to do this work for yourself. Come with me to Omega on July 21st through the 26th. Listen to this podcast. Take the course, Freedom from Chronic Pain. Sign up for your first lesson free at thecurefrochronicpain.com. And please, if this podcast has spoken to you, rate and review it on iTunes. And until next time, this has been The Cure for Chronic Pain. Bye, guys.